The following was recorded at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Under the new Senate rules, House impeachment managers and the president's team each have 3 days to make their arguments. Democratic managers got to work first today. Representative Adam Schiff started things off. He presented evidence on the two charges, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Schiff made a distinction. He said this impeachment process is different than a criminal trial.
Given the seriousness of the conduct at issue and its persistence, this matter cannot and must not be decided by the courts, which, apart from the presence of the Chief Justice here today, are given no role in impeachments in either the House or the Senate. Being drawn into litigation taking many months or years to complete would provide the President with an opportunity to continue his misconduct. He would remain secure in the knowledge that he may tie up the Congress in the courts indefinitely, as he has with Don McGahn, rendering the impeachment power effectively meaningless.
Don McGahn, who served as one of President Trump's White House lawyers. Looking ahead, Adam Schiff called on the senators in attendance to remember the oath of office they took.
There is, I think, no greater responsibility before you than the one before you now. The oath that you've taken to impartially weigh the facts and evidence requires serious and objective consideration. Decisions that are about country, not party, about the Constitution, not politics, about what is right and what is wrong.
Schiff talked about evidence pointing to President Trump's pressure campaign on Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son. Trump responded in real time on Twitter, "No pressure," he wrote, in all caps. That'll do it for us today. As your public radio station's coverage of the impeachment trial continues, you can always find The World in your podcast feed so you don't miss all the other things happening around the globe.